Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Riley, thanks so much. Thanks for the continued great work you're doing. And I was telling Dan, you've even created the Riley Gaines Center, or whatever the name is, that you've gotten these other women now who are athletes to be taking on all these brush fires constantly.
I sure have. It is absolutely insane that this is a position that we have to take, me personally, but nonetheless that any of us have to take. I mean, just 2 years ago, I was a college-age student who just wanted to compete fairly. I was in dental school, actually, after college. And so it's wild to really sit back and understand the 180 that my life has done. Again, never ever a fight that I wanted, never a position that I sought after. But nonetheless, it is a necessary one, and it's a worthwhile one, so bring it on.
Yeah, so Riley, with this, we of course thought of you right away. We had a triple check because we think this is Babylon Bee or something. They're playing with us. You can't possibly have two guys who were banned by another boxing organization in a big time event going to fight women during the women's boxing.
Of course you can, because the IOC, similarly to the NCAA, similarly to the Biden administration, which will, if Kamala ever becomes president, it will be the same under her administration. We are governed by weak-kneed, spineless, morally bankrupt cowards. So how could you expect anything else? It's tragic that this is the sad reality of it. You think of these women. And again, I know because I was in a similar position, right? I started training, started competing when I was 4 years old, trained my whole entire life, got to the highest stage of my sport, had hoped to win a national title, and then boom, you are forced to compete against a man. That's what these girls are going through. And you're right in saying that you look at these headlines, it's almost kind of this like initial reaction to laugh at it, because if you're looking at it like an SNL skit or like a South Park episode or like a Babylon Bee headline, which are meant to be objectively funny because they're so satirical, it is so hyper-exaggerated. But again, now the gut reaction is still almost to laugh, but it's more so a documentary rather than any sort of satirical piece anymore.
Yeah, you know what, Riley, too, I thought about this. You get it, and I never did anything at your level, but South Philly is hyper-competitive where I played basketball, things like that. I know that as swimmers, we're dealing with a hundredth of a second here. People don't realize that. They think that they just have an advantage, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You've told us you were trying to shave some days a hundredth of a second off for months and months and months. That's how intense it is, and we're going to see it with the swimming that comes up. Even people like Phelps had a close call, even the year he won all the medals.
Of course, yeah, it's an important point to be had. You're training again your whole life to merely shave a few one hundredths of a second off. I mean, that's you can't even blink that quick. And that's all the difference between first place and eighth place. You look at the 53 at the Olympics, it will be a couple tenths of a second between first place and eighth place, which matters a lot. And when you have men on average, this has been proven in sports like swimming or track and field, any sort of event where there is an objective time that is being had over a certain amount of distance, men on average have a 12% performance gap, athletic performance gap, which 12% over the course of, you know, a minute, or let's say 100 seconds, that's 12 seconds. That's a huge advantage that really no amount of training, no amount of diet or sleep, I mean, 12 seconds, that's something that you just simply can't overcome.
Riley, while we have you here, give us, who do you like in swimming? Who is it that we should be looking for, and why are they so good?
Of course, it was incredibly disheartening to see the display, really the satanic, blasphemous display of the opening ceremonies. We've seen a lot of people saying they're boycotting the Olympics. I have so many friends who are still competing, and so I've still been watching. We saw in the 100 fly just, I believe, yesterday, a girl from Nashville, a girl that I've swam with for a very long time, went to University of Virginia, Gretchen Walsh. She holds the world record in the 100 fly. She actually placed second behind another U.S. swimmer. So U.S. went in the women's 100 fly first and second, which was a huge feat. We just saw two women from the U.S. on the podium yesterday in the 400 IM, which is the first time in many, many years that both U.S. women have made it. Emma Wyant actually being one of those swimmers who actually placed second, the rightful national champion, behind Leah Thomas at the 2022 NCAA Championships. She's an Olympic medalist.
Good. That is, yeah. Nice. Leah Thomas on the men's side.
What was her name again, Emma? What was that?
What was her name?
Emma Wyant, the rightful national champion in the 2022 500 freestyle, but unfortunately, as results show, placed second behind Will Thomas.
So, Ledecky, what is it that makes her so good? Because it's that close, but what is it that makes somebody like that just a little bit better?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Gosh, she is, in the most respectful way, she's a total freak of nature. She is someone who, I mean, you can tell just by her work ethic, how hard she trains. I mean, she lives, breathes, eats, sleeps swimming. She already swam the 400, actually placed third, which isn't her best event. So she secured a bronze medal there. She'll go on to swim the 1500 and the 800. So I'm very excited to watch her as well.
Yeah, well, they say the same thing about Michael Phelps. You know, the little bit that I know, you can see there's something pretty unusual about him. And he has Leah Thomas is not nearly as good, but the same kind of build. And imagine somebody like that against females. Dan had a question for you, Riley.
Yeah, Riley, watching the swimming, one person I've grown to really appreciate, the color commentary of Rowdy Gaines. Every time I hear his name, a Hall of Famer, I think of you, to be honest. And I'm curious, is there any relation between Riley Gaines and announcer Rowdy Gaines?
We are, actually.
Oh.
We're actually cousins.
Wow. Well, nice idea there. Yes.
So, I know. We are. We didn't know it until we got to know each other pretty well over the years of just competing, again, at the highest level. And so he approached one day. He said, you know what? We must be related. And so we did a genealogy test, and we found out we're cousins. We've got ancestors in East Tennessee somehow.
That's amazing. Very Dom, nice. You got to tune into the swimming because there's calls on all over social media. They got to get Rowdy Gaines to do a college football game or something because the hype in his voice is just fantastic. That's awesome to hear that you're related to him, Riley.
Absolutely. Really cool. Hey, Riley, one other area, too. We were trying to get you on weeks ago because we know how busy you are. This Oregon coach, all he did was write a letter about how preposterous this was, what's happening in Oregon with at the state level. Females, you know, they're one shot. Maybe they won't even go on to greatness in college, but they could win a state championship having no shot. He was respectful, and for that, I think he was there 20, 30 years. He's out as a coach.
That's right, which, again, it speaks to the risk. It speaks to the threats. It speaks to the lengths that the other side is willing to go. If you merely even question, what they're doing, never mind oppose it. If you ask the question of why is this happening? Doesn't this seem unfair to you? He wrote a letter to his state senator, who then his state senator reported it back to the university or to the school. It was a high school, to the school to which then he was ultimately fired.
Wow.
He just announced, though, just this past week, he has filed a suit against the school, which is fantastic. I think these schools act out of fear of getting sued from the other side, right? Getting sued from the ACLU or GLAAD or individuals who identify as trans. But I think to scare them, our side, the side of morality, the side of sanity, of common sense, the side of science, we need to start pushing back in the same way. Which is what I'm doing, suing the NCAA, myself and now 19 other athletes suing the NCAA, which I think they're thrilled that we're suing them. It allows them to continue sitting on their hands because they want to do the right thing. They know that men and women are different. Of course they do. And this allows them to be able to do the right thing without taking any sort of accountability or responsibility.
Absolutely. And if anybody wants to donate and help your work, it's Riley Gaines Center, all one word, Riley, R-I-L-E-Y, GainesCenter.org. That's the real jump through for you. Where else did we find you, too, during the week? You're doing the sports situation there with Clay Travis, right?
I am. I've got a weekly show with Outkick. You can check that out at Outkick.com. My show is called Gains for Girls. I just recently had actually the Oregon coach on. We have legislators on. We've got world-leading scientists, of course, people who have been impacted by this issue. This past week, we had on a father in San Francisco who lost his child because he was not willing to affirm his four-year-old child's gender identity that the mom was pushing, but he just won full custody, so it's a victorious story. But great work is being done there. And so you can, again, check that out at outkick.com.
Riley, thank you. Continued success. Thank you very much. And let's hope for a great Olympics. Thanks, Riley.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.